Donostiako naziarteko BDS mintegia, mugimendu globala, boikoterako, desinbertsioetarako eta zigorretako kanpainaren alde. Mundu bat eta Pausu Media gobernuz kanpoko erakundek antolatuta. Gipuzkoako Foru Aldundia eta Donostiako udaletxearen laguntzarekin.
Okay, I'm Dr. Mohammed Al-Salami. I'm coming from Palestine. I'm representative of a non-governmental organization called Land Research Center as part of Arab Studies Society in Palestine. I'm coming here to participate in the international seminar about the BDS here. Tomorrow I have a lecture about the Israeli violation against the Palestinian housing and land rights, which is part of one of our activities in Palestine. Through our partners, we got some fund from the Bias Basque Fund here, through our partners Mundubat as institution, and we are implementing some activities in order to steadfastness of the Palestinian people, especially the Jerusalemist people inside Jerusalem, whom live inside Jerusalem as a part of Palestine. So this activity is concentrated on supporting the people whom already get a military order, Israeli military order, which is illegal, to destroy their houses and their to confiscate their land inside Jerusalem. What we are doing is supporting these people in front of the court of Israeli. Even we don't trust with this illegal court, but it should be to follow these procedures and inside the court in order to avoid the causes or the excuse for demolishing our lands, confiscated our land and demolishing our houses.
And how many time have you been collaborating with this movement?
Yeah, we are participated from the beginning since 2005, and we are continuing this movement in the BDS movement, and it's an opportunity to thank all of the people whom outside Palestine whom trust and whom supporting this movement, which is supporting us also to be more resistant in front of the latest occupation in the world and the injustice that suffering of the Palestinian people. Especially we are talking about the latest, as I told you before, the latest occupation in the world now, and we have more than 5 million of the Palestinian people whom live as refugee outside Palestine, and we have more than 5 million inside Palestine were enclaved and controlled totally by the practices of the Israeli military occupation on our territory.
The movement is taking more and more strength. Do you think it's a real threat or danger for the Israeli state?
Sure. Anyone who's supporting the Palestinian people to reach their rights according to the resolutions 194, 181, 242 is considered as an enemy for the Israeli part. Sure, due to the result that got from this movement from the PDS, they are making a damaging and damaging of the economy and the affecting the market of the Israeli market. As you know, nowadays the occupation of the Israeli with the supporting of the U.S. became one of the countries with high technology and and they have a lot of marketing outside, especially in the agriculture and in the infrastructure. So by this way, it's make a pressure for these companies and for this market, the Israeli market, and they close this marketing and this effective, especially we are talking about the people they became from outside in order to invest, just to invest in Palestine instead of the people whom are already called indigenous people in the area.
Okay, well, if you want to say anything else.
Déjame hablar hoy en español.
Ahora nos cambiamos de idioma.
Vamos a cambiar el idioma. Yo creo, la última palabra, me gustaría agradecer a todo el mundo, a los españoles y sobre todo al País Vasco, el gobierno y a los movimientos y a nuestros compañeros aquí que se creen de la causa palestina y se apoyan al pueblo palestino para llegar a nuestros derechos. Y de verdad es una oportunidad para nosotros a salir de fuera del país para explicar lo que está pasando, porque no es fácil entender lo que está pasando en Palestina. No puede imaginar yo he venido de Hebrón, de un parte de Cisjordania. No puede imaginar tenemos allí más de en Cisjordania tenemos más de 500 checkpoints y dentro de esa Cisjordania y tiene una área, una superficie menos de 5.000 kilómetros cuadrados, y dentro de eso tiene más de 200 colonias, israelíes colonias, y vivimos en una situación muy muy uncomfortable, incómoda, muy incómoda. Pero esa es la única, no tenemos otro terreno para dejarlo, eso es nuestro terreno y vamos a seguir así. Y gracias a todo, a toda la gente que están apoyándonos para seguir y a resistir en nuestro terreno.
Muy bien, pues muchas gracias y hasta luego.
Gracias a ustedes, muchas gracias.
Donostiako nazioarteko BDS mintegia, mugimendu globala, boikoterako, desinbertsioetarako eta zigorretako kanpainaren alde. Mundu bat eta Pausu Media gobernoz kanpoko erakundek antolatuta. Gipuzkoako Foru Aldundia eta Donostiako udaletxearen laguntzarekin.